Ephesians 5:15 says, "Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks for the things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ." You know, in that part where it says, "So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine." Let's replace that with, "Don't watch too much TV," right? Or, "Don't go into entertainment mode," or sleep, or whatever it is that you will not be controlled by the Spirit. I'm sure most of you are not drinking all day. That's wasting your time away, that you're not being filled with the Spirit, right? It's other things. And what are your children doing? What anesthetizes you to spiritual things, right? And oftentimes, the more we indulge our flesh is when we begin to become dull to spiritual things. I know that's a struggle for most of us when we go on vacation, right? After about 3 days of vacation, we think, we have all day, but we're not spending any time with the Lord. Like, how could I miss my quiet time 2 or 3 days in a row when I have all day long? Right? It's just a weird phenomenon, but it's true, right? It's because we're indulging ourselves, right? So we become anesthetized to the spiritual things. And so my challenge this summer for you is, what are you going to plan to do with your children that's going to enrich them spiritually this summer? And how are you going to do that? And so summer isn't a time to just sleep in and do nothing, or, you know, swim and go to the park and do all the fun things, which you can still do, right? So, but what are you going to do to enrich your children's spiritual life? And so, just a few things. I think that, first of all, you have to plan. You have to pray and plan your own family, because your family is going to look different than every other person's family. You might have swimming lessons from 7 to 8:30 in the morning. So morning time is not a good time for you to maybe have some devotions with your children. Go through a book. Go through the Proverbs, maybe. You know, 1 year we printed out a whole book of Proverbs, and I gave them each a pack of colored pencils, and every day, you know, and everyone could do it, because even the little ones could color something, right? And so we read through it, and we marked it, just like we would do in Bible study. We marked out the foolish and the wise with a different color, and we went through it, and at the end of it, we made a list of what makes up a foolish person and what makes up a wise person, or do lazy and diligence, right? And you can just keep working through that through the summer months. But have a time, just like you have a time with the Lord, to be so important, especially your young and elementary school age children who are not having their own devotions with the Lord, to make a time. Read through the illustrated Bible with them and have them draw pictures and write a sentence on it. Miss, we're talking 15 minutes, ladies, 20 minutes of a long day, 16-hour waking hours, and we can't spend 20 minutes each day to carve out to have something spiritual, right? It's so important that you plan and you prepare and you have a plan, rather than, are you going to control your summer, or is your summer going to control you, right? And so it's so easy to let that happen. What about scripture memory? Are you going to have a plan? There's 12 weeks, right? That's a lot of verses. I mean, your kids will memorize faster than you will. I mean, really, mine do, you know? So even if you did 2 a week, I mean, that's a chapter of a book. That's what we did this year in James, right? And even though if you don't make it, maybe you make it 2/3 of the way through, but then you have it. You have it together. You know, some of you might want to go over Awana verses. Some of you might want to choose a psalm, right, that talks about God's character, right? Depending on where your child is at. Some of you might want to make a plan to commit or writing to or praying for missionaries supported by Calvary. 1 a week, right? You don't have to do it every day, but maybe once a week. Mondays is your missionary writing day for the summer. How long is that going to take, right? Or the little ones can draw a picture. And then to pray for them and then mail the letters together. Or the persecuted church. Go on persecuted.com to Voice of the Martyrs. There's so many pastors imprisoned right now for preaching the gospel, and you can send them letters. Even you can print out verses in their language and tape them on, and the kids can draw them a picture. You know, it's very, very, and pray for them and mail the letter once a week, you know, or go to Children's Hunger Fund, maybe two times in the summer, whatever. Whatever you feel like you can do. And I'm not trying to say be busy. I'm just saying look at your summer and make a plan of how you will benefit your children in some way and enrich them spiritually, and not just have it be, it's summer vacation, let's indulge our flesh every day for 12 hours, yeah, right? Let's have a plan of making it a priority that this is an increased time to have devotion to the Lord and to serve the Lord. Because in school, they have other responsibilities, right? But now we have an extra few hours in the day that we can use to do certain things. And so, and for those of you who are like so glad that school's over, you know, we always did a little something in the morning in my house because I felt like 12 hours was way too long to play. I did, you know? I mean, by lunchtime, everyone's pulling at each other's hair, right? And so it's just like, okay, you know what? For 30 minutes, we're going to do a little math thing, and I'm going to read a book to you after we do our devotions, right? So our morning was just a little bit scheduled, just a little bit. And then they had the whole rest of the day to play. And so maybe your child, you want them to do something particular. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're a bad mom because you're going to make them learn the state capitals this summer because I don't teach that anymore and you think it's important. Who cares? They don't, you know what? You do what you're going to do, because my kids now got a 20-year-old, a 19-year-old, 17, and my four oldest are 15, and now they thank me, but they didn't then, right? They're like, are you serious? We're going to do school, you know, we're going to do this. Everyone else is playing. I'm like, you have 10 more hours. Don't give me that, right? 1 hour every day for 4 days a week, because we always did a Bible study one of the mornings, is not going to kill you, you know? And that's what we did. And I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying don't feel bad if that's the route you want to go. And then also, too, lastly, it's just you have all summer to do things that you don't get to do during the school year, right? Bonding memories, mommy time, you know, things that, oh, you wish you had time for during the school year, like having a tea party with your daughter, you know, or once a week, when my kids were little, we had mommy time. They got me for 1 hour, and the other kids had to go do something else, and I would play whatever they wanted me to play. Even action figures. That was like the way hardest for me. I was not into action figures with my son, you know, trucks or trains or building. Like, that was all okay, but don't give me action figures, you know? It's like a real love language that I would sit and do something, you know, like that with my son. But, you know, it's such a wonderful time. Or maybe ask your children. I know I have a lot, too. What's one thing you really want to do this summer with me? You know? And see if you can make that happen. What's one free thing you want to do with me this summer? Right? And make it happen if your children are old enough. You know, one fond memory my kids have was we used to have little tea parties. I wouldn't call it a party. It was really a break. It was a school break, you know? But I tried to make it fun. So we would do some school, and then I would always boil tea or water and steep it like in a real porcelain teapot, and we drink out of the teacups. And then, you know, my one daughter's like, yeah, I used to just to cut up balance bars and Costco muffins or like whatever we had, you know, but I would put it on a little plate and it would be our snack, right? And they loved it though, you know, because it was something that we did together. Or they'll say, we always loved it when you read to us. And so, and I read a lot to my kids. And I would let them color if they didn't talk. And so they could color unless they started talking, and then they'd have to stop coloring. So, and just reading through, you know, there's so many great Christian novels or things with Christian emphasis. And all you have to do is either ask somebody who has older kids or go on one of the, even though you don't homeschool, go like on a Veritas curriculum or a Sunlight curriculum and see what their recommended book list is, right? And they'll have them starting with kindergarten and up. And they'll recommend, and you're like, oh, I've never even heard of that book. And then you read it, and it's like, oh, that's such a great book, you know? And so I would have a little book list that I'd want to read through the summer, at least have two or three, or now Bree, we're talking about what book we're going to read this summer. It's going to be a big one. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be the small ones. So, you know, ask around. There's some great ones for girls. The old Elsie Dinsmore series. Oh, those are so great. They're written in 1800s. Oh, they're so precious. Or for the boys, a G.A. Henty novel. And so The Cat of Bubastes is so interesting. It's a lot of detail, though. It's kind of like The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings stuff. But the boys love it. You know, there's action, and they describe the armor, and, you know, like all this kind of stuff. It's such a guy thing, you know, to do. So, or you're going to go on a car trip and get focused on the family theater. Oh, they're so well done, you know? And there's so many things where you can create these bonding times to use the summer spiritually, academically, or just as a mom. And don't forget, Mother's Day is coming up, and I just want to remind you that you have a very high calling. You have a great, great influence on your children. And whether you use that influence, right, is up to you. But God has given you all the resources with His Spirit and His Word to influence them and to be the evangelist in your home and to influence them with the kinds of things that you read to them and the kind of things you do with them, the kinds of things you say to them, and how you live your life out before them. You are influencing them for the gospel. So with that, Moms has officially come to a close. Lord Jesus, we thank You for the great gift of children that You have given, Lord, to us, the great responsibility, Lord, to live out Your word, Lord, not to just be a hearer of the word, Lord, but a doer. Father, we know that our lives are set before those who live with us, and Lord, they see who we really are. Father, we ask God that You would continue growing us in the things that we've learned, Lord, even this year, Lord, that our anger, Lord, does not achieve our children's righteousness or our husband's righteousness, God, that we would be gentle with our words and that our tongue is like a caged animal, Lord, just waiting to get out at times. Father, we ask that You would continue to help us to be humble people, Lord. Lord, people who love others more than ourselves, Lord, and are willing to point things out in each other's lives. Father, we ask that You would bless us this summer and help us to continue to meet together and encourage one another in these things. Amen.